Right now, though, Rabbi Michael Katz of Chabad Ilovo is on the line to talk to me about updated Israel Defense Force religious policies. Rabbi, thanks for talking to me this afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be with you and with your listeners, Simon. Thank you.
So, what do we know about the updated IDF religious policies? Why is this significant?
So, Simon, I got to be honest with you. I heard it on your news, and that's where I think the whole conversation came from.
Oops,
I wasn't really aware of it from anywhere else, and I thought there was something else you were going to ask me about.
All right, well, never mind. There's lots to talk to you about. Purely out of interest, do you think this whole issue that you heard on the news together with me, do you think it arose because of the issue with the Giyus, the conscription of the Haredim? Do you think that this is an attempt to make military service more palatable for the extremely religious?
Look, I think as far as I know, there have always been religious accommodations in the Israeli army. I can remember visiting an army base in the Sinai Peninsula when I was a yeshiva student some 40 years ago, and I remember there, or maybe even more, and I remember there that they proudly showed that everything was kosher, the kosher kitchens, observance of Shabbos, etc., as far as possible. I don't think a lot of that changed over the years, but I think that even without the conscription issue and the Haredim coming into the army, I think that if we take a look at the guys who are going into battle for us on a regular basis in Israel at the moment, a lot of them are guys who dati, and they're wearing yarmulkes, and they're keeping Shabbos, and they're putting on tefillin,
sure,
and they've got all of those religious concerns as well. So I'm not sure, I'm not convinced. Of course, it can be political playing. It can be that, they're trying to show that they're progressive and out there and making things more palatable for guys to come in. But I think it's probably really to be of much more service to a big number of their current people who are in the army.
So you probably think it's for Dati Lumi as opposed to Haredi. That would probably make more sense.
I think so. There was one slight error, and maybe that was what your listeners picked up on in one of the news reports. Now, I'm not sure if it was George's mistake or it was the person who wrote the news, but they spoke about like everybody being exempt kind of from going to cemeteries. Clearly, then it was explained a little bit later that only applied to Kohanim. Now, it seems like a strange thing to have to say that Kohanim were ever forced to go to cemeteries. When there is something like there's a battle or there is something that's unavoidable, even for a Kohen, and he's got to go near a dead body, that is, God forbid, in the battlefield and so on, it's something that he has to do anyway. Whether it was like a ceremonial thing that they used to be pushed that they weren't allowed to not go to a funeral and so on, I doubt whether that was ever really something that was pushed by the powers that be, and it just sounded a little bit strange.
I agree with
you. All of a sudden now Kohanim are exempt from going to cemeteries. I'm not sure how that crept in there.
That doesn't make much sense to me, but where I'm thinking it might become an issue is you talk about the male and female service, and that could perhaps in certain circumstances, I would imagine, present a problem depending on your religiosity or your level of religiousness.
Correct, but Simon, even today there are so many guys who are going into the army and girls who dafka want to be in a men's only unit and not to have to do basic training with women and vice versa, and it's accommodated already. So I wonder if we don't need a little bit more clarity on this whole report to be able to really understand where it's coming from and where it's going to.
I agree with you. I think to a certain extent it's political. I heard Bibi Netanyahu being reported as saying just 2 days ago that, there's no need to worry anymore. If you're Haredi, you can go into the army and come out Haredi. And I'm sure that this story had something to do with that. In your opinion, do you think one can go in as a religious Jew and come out as a religious Jew without having compromised anything critical?
Yes, well, I think that we all know of, and I certainly know of family members, my sister's sons who've been living in Israel for many years. They went in Haredi, they came out Haredi, and some of them learnt stuff in the military and their units that set them up for life. It was a great experience and something that they got a tremendous amount out of, and there was never a moment that they had to compromise, not on their long beards or on their yarmulkes or their tzitzis or anything. They were accommodated and they could keep everything perfectly. I think when there's an attitude of wanting to do it, I think it can be done.
Rabbi, thank you for your time this afternoon. I think you and I are at Edom, that we need some more details on that story.